This is Sam Zobi, HOWSAM, space ALZUBI, date of dictation 24 January 2013, patient name Tony Lynn Matthews, TONI, space LYNN, space MA. THEWS, date of birth 4/6/1960, primary care physician Abdul Sattar, ABDUL, space SATTARAR, the address 1860 Van Horn, Woodhaven, Michigan 48183, phone number 734-675-0300, fax number 734-676-4954. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Matthews, who, as you know, is a very pleasant 52-year-old lady with a past medical history significant for diabetes mellitus and coronary artery disease. Status was coronary artery bypass surgery done on November 8, 2012 with Lima to LAD SVG to OMI and SVG to RCA. She presented to our clinic today as a follow-up. On today's visit, she denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. She denies lower limb edema or symptom of claudication. She denies dizziness, lightheadedness, or syncope. All her complaints is small swelling site with the insertion of the catheter, but she is feeling well otherwise. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes mellitus and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, past surgical history, cabbage times 3 with Lima to LAD and SVG to OMI and SVG to RCA. Number 2, cardiac catheterization with placement of 2 stents on July 15, 2012 in Indiana, cesarean section. Next paragraph, social history. She denies alcohol or IV drug abuse, but she admits smoking. She smokes about 1 cigarette per day. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary artery disease in her father. Next paragraph, allergies. She is allergic to penicillin. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications, number 1, potassium chloride, 20 milliequal tablet once every 2 days. Multivitamins, aspirin, 31 milligram TUD, bumetanide 1 milligram once daily, famotidine 20 milligram once tablet, furosulfate 325 milligram twice daily, hydrocodone and acetaminophen, metoprolol 25 milligram BID, Plavix 75 milligram once daily, Lipitor 4 milligram once daily, levothyroxine, Novolin 70/30, 6 units BID, and add lisinopril 5 mg daily. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations, left heart catheterization done on October 11, 2012 with the following angiographic finding: left main distal 50% to the LAD, mid 30%, distal diffuse 30-40%, diagonal 1 approximately 30-40%, diagonal 2 50%, left circumflex approximately 40%, mid diffuse 80%, OMI 40-50%, and RCA is a dominant visual was about 50% in stent restenosis of the mid aspect of the RCA. The distal aspect of the RCA, the BDA has about 60% stenosis. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 45-50%. There was no aortic insufficiency noted. Impression, severe 3 vessels disease with left main disease. SPECT scan done on August 14, 2012 showing moderate to severe decrease perfusion inferolateral with partial improvement at risk. Left ventricular ejection fraction was 53%. carotid doublex ultrasound done on August 17, 2012, and the impression was flow parameters suggest no hemodynamically significant stenosis bilaterally and grade flow within both vertebral arteries. Doublex evaluation of the renal ultrasound done on August 17, 2012, the impression and remarkable bilateral renal arterial and abdominal aortic beak systolic velocity ratio. Ultrasound study of the kidneys done on August 17, 2012, with the findings of unremarkable ultrasound. CBC done on November 13, 2012, showing WBC 7.4, hemoglobin 8.9, MCV 86.7, and the platelet count 165,000. Basic metabolic panel done on November 13, 2012, showing sodium 136, potassium 4.3, chloride 99, glucose 212, BUN 21, creatinine 1.31, and with GFR 43. Chest X-ray done on November 11, 2012, showing unchanged appearance of the chest. Transesophageal echocardiogram done on November 9, 2012, showing an improved ventricular function after the surgery with unchanged mitral and aortic valve with no evidence of the valvular disease. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient is known to have coronary artery disease. She underwent cardiac catheterization with the placement of two stents on July 15, 2012, following an acute MI. Later in August, she had an abnormal SPECT scan, after which she underwent left heart catheterization on October 11, 2012, showing severe three vessels coronary artery disease with the left main disease. The recommendation was cardiothoracic surgery evaluation, so she underwent treble bypass surgery on November 8, 2012 with LIMA to LAD, SVG to OMI, and SVG to RCA. On today's visit, she denies any complaints of chest pain or angina equivalent symptoms. So we recommend her to continue taking the same medications that she is on, and we will continue to monitor her closely as long as coronary artery disease is a concern. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is known to be diabetic on insulin, so we recommend her to continue on her current medication and to keep tight glycemic control with hemoglobin A1C below 7%. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Mrs. Matthews. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any question or concern. We will see Mr. Matthews back in 3 months. In the meanwhile, she is instructed to continue seeing her primary care physician for the continuity of care. Sincerely, Hussam Zobi, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anna Sobin. This is the end of the dictation.